My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Totally.
So get on over here, 39150 Fremont Boulevard, Fremont Bank, rooftop deck, perfect day, not a cloud in the sky. Come join us, and we will talk red and gold, and also break down a little bit or react to what we just heard from the senior producer of NFL Films, going deep into the matchups for Monday night and the individuals out there, Greg Cosell, who was fantastic.
Yeah, and my takeaway in terms of the breakdown for the gamblers in the audience, take the under. These are two very good defenses.
I don't know what the over-under is.
I was about to punch it up. I would guess that it's going to be 41 and a hook. Couple of good defenses. Monday night, Niners, you know, fresh off a loss against Kansas City 7 months ago. So somewhere in there, we could punch it up. But just the idea of their defense, and as we were talking to Greg, you and I both looking at the depth chart, and like you said, man, a lot of familiar names, a lot of good names, a lot of good players at all three levels. So I do think it's going to be a little bit more of a defensive slog in this one.
Well,
with a couple of good defense.
Yeah, you're also looking at game one, and so there's going to be timing. There's going to be get all the, get the cobwebs out.
Right.
Kind of a situation, especially when you are dealing with a still young quarterback who all camp. No Brandon, no Trent. And that's one answer that did stick with me, which is asking Greg, hey, do players who miss camp often have a hard time for the first month of the season? His answer was yes.
Exactly.
Yes,
and
they
do. Nick Bosa comp from last year was a good one. And so you've got Brandon Ayuk and Trent Williams both in that same boat where neither one of them partook in camp. And now Brandon is back at practice, but he missed camp. And when he missed camp, he didn't participate in camp. And Trent totally missed camp. So now you're asking these guys to come out and be ready in a week's notice. It's going to be a little bit of a run-up, I think, for both. And how it affects you on Monday night, we'll find out.
What did you say you thought the over-under?
41.5.
41.5?
Yeah.
Boy, then you really should take the under. 44.
Okay.
44.
There you go.
Hard 8.
Yeah.
44.
But I do think about the way the game lays out, and, you know, I can't help but wonder how much rust Aaron Rodgers will have after 364 days of no football and being 40, almost 41 years old. Feels like it's going to take him a little time to get ramped up in this game.
You would think. And obviously his primetime Levi's Stadium record is not good. I know that you did some Aaron Rodgers research and data.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to hear what you found, because I do think us 49er fans, we think of Aaron Rodgers and we think, oh, Niner defense is going to make life hell for him. They own Aaron Rodgers. But what did you find?
Well, I found a bunch of things, and I'll try to keep it simple for the audience. But in the regular season, Rodgers is 6-3 against the 49ers. So that feels like he's owning the Niners more than vice versa. But I looked at it because you said something yesterday about, well, I want to know about the Shanahan 49ers.
Yeah, Kyle Shanahan's 49ers.
Well, he was 2-0 against Singletary.
Okay.
And he was 1-0 against Jimmy Tomsula.
Okay, who's not Bruce Bochy, but anyway, go ahead.
0-2 against Jim Harbaugh. And
oh, interesting.
Aaron Rodgers is 3-1 against Shanahan in the regular season, but he's 0-2 against Shanahan in the postseason.
In the playoffs. Okay.
So an even 3-3. What my research told me, Mark, to just distill all this down to one real takeaway, Aaron Rodgers struggles against the Niners when the Niners are good.
Well, that's what I like. You
when
say
the Niners aren't very good, he has his way with
there
them.
There you go. You say he's 3-3 against Shanahan. My recollection, and I could be wrong, is that the 49ers have won the last three. Is that correct?
Well,
because I'm trying to remember three games.
There they haven't won the last three.
Okay, but there's the NFC title game. They blow the Packers out, right?
Yes.
Okay, there's the Hufanga game.
Correct.
In Green Bay, and then there's a regular season game that I want to say was on a Sunday night.
That's the game the Packers won. 30-28, no. Mason Crosby.
I'm talking about at Levi's. Levi's Stadium, they blew Aaron the heck out. I remember the game. They blew the Packers out.
Yeah, that was, I'm just giving you the
okay.
the list of games. 2018, Rodgers wins.
Okay.
The Niners were 4-12 that year.
Okay.
2019, the Niners win. The Niners were 13-3 that year. 2020, the Packers won. That was the injury year.
Yes.
6-10. 2021, they won a thriller. The Packers did. And then they would go on to lose in the NFC championship game.
Right? And then
the divisional game.
Yeah.
And the Niners lost. So in the playoffs, the Niners are 4-0 against Aaron Rodgers. In two of those years, the Niners went to the Super Bowl, and the other two, they went to the NFC Championship.
So
game,
I don't even know how much you can take from that, but if you're going to take anything from that, I would argue that like the Niners would be in good shape on Monday night, because you said that Rodgers doesn't beat the Niners when they're good, and I think they're good on Monday night.
Right, and I think that this team reminds me, this Jet team reminds me more of Aaron's second to last year with the Packers when, you know, they were really good, and that was a game at Levi's, and the Packers won it 30-28. It was week three, Mason Crosby with the winning field goal to beat Jimmy Garoppolo. And I just went into that game trying to remember it for myself, and I was looking at the Niners' leading rusher in that game, Trey Sermon. Trey Sermon.
You didn't need to say that one twice.
No, I did.
I got
10
it the first
carries
time.
For 30, because I was looking at the stats.
Yeah.
And the Niners rushed
John
for...
John Sally.
Thank you. John Sally. The Niners rushed for about 57 yards, and I thought, that doesn't seem right. That was the Trey Sermon era.
Wow.
That was Jimmy Garoppolo.
I forgot that even happened.
Trey Sermon.
Yeah.
And Sanamon Hanu was also on that team.
We're going to get the audience involved here in a sec here at Fremont Bank. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's also take some calls right here in Fremont. Let's go to Neil. Neil, thank you for calling Willard and Dibbs. What's up?
Awesome, doing well, man. How's your guys' week going?
You know, we're doing pretty good, Neil.
Yeah, thank you, man. No, I'm excited. I think we've been counting the week since week one. Me and my wife got married last weekend, so it's been a really fun time on my end. But now we're at the hours, right? We're right down that home stretch, and we have Thursday night football right around the corner. I wanted to talk some lines with you guys, though, because you got me excited to talk about the Niners game, which I do love the Niners -3.5 on Monday Night Football. But I wanted to pick your brains on two games that I think stood out to me. One of them was the Titans against the Bears.
Yep.
And the reason why is because I saw Caleb Williams, as great as he is, QBs drafted number one overall are 0-14-1. In their first start since 2002. So that's the first game. I'd love to hear what you guys think, who you're siding on, and who you think is going to cover and win that game.
Well, just correct me or back me up on this. Is the number in that game 3.5 in favor of the Bears? Is that right?
I believe it's 4. So Chicago's a -4.
Okay.
Baby.
Yeah, I love, and I mentioned it already, love the Titans plus the points in that particular game. I think that they've got a reworked defense. I think, obviously, they've put weapons around Will Levis with joining DeAndre Hopkins. You've now got Calvin Ridley. You've got Tony Pollard, who I like in the backfield. But it's more to me about their defense, which I think is going to be a good one this year. And I think that spread is based on Caleb Williams' excitement rather than any data, because there is no data.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Totally agree. I think that's absolutely true. And I think you're right. I mean, that's the thing about these early on quarterbacks. They're rookies, right? So, I mean, it takes time for them to get accustomed. But, hey, I'm on the same mindset as you, and it feels a lot better knowing that you're saying that as well.
But what do I know? Try another one. Neil, do you have another game? Ask Dibs.
I do, and this is a fun one. It's the Raiders at the Chargers, and the reason why it stands out to me is because, I mean, it's practically a home game for the Raiders from what it seems like, but their defense with Wilkins, they sound a lot better. So I'm not sold on Minshew, but I think that team may be pretty tough to beat. I'd love to get your take on, I think it's +3 now.
It is. The Chargers, Chargers are a 3-point favorite in that game.
Yeah, when these two teams get together, you can throw the records out, especially when they're both 0-0. That's not my big takeaway.
That's a good take.
It's a wonderful use of a cliche.
Hey,
that was
Neil.
Radio brilliance. Neil,
aren't you glad you called so that you could get that? Please continue.
I mean, what's to say? It's week one. It's all just reach back and see what you can find. I honestly think when I look at this game, Jim Harbaugh is the real deal, and he's reworked that entire franchise, and I think that he comes out and he looks to make a statement against his former team, the Raiders. I like the Chargers in that one at quote-unquote home.
Yeah, I think it's a total stay away. I would not touch that game at all. You're getting a 3-point spread between two teams that seem to always play a 16-13 game.
Yeah.
There is no home field when it comes to that whole thing. You're right. You got new coaching staffs with both teams. I got no idea what to expect. I ain't even putting $2 on that game.
Well, while we're in the gambling space, let me offer you a couple of stats, if I may, about your guy, Brocky Poo, Brock Purdy against the spread, and Kyle Shanahan against the spread.
Okay.
How do you think these two guys have done over the balance of their career thus far?
The balance of their career, I'm pretty sure. So Brock played 16 games last year, and are you including playoffs?
They've got 27 games listed for Brock Purdy.
Yeah, I think that includes playoffs, because didn't he go 16, and it was 6 the year before that, and then the playoff games.
Yeah, yeah.
I would argue that Brock is probably, man, probably only narrowly over 500. If it's 27 games, I'm going to guess that he's 15-12.
Look at the big brain on Brett.
Did I nail it?
Nailed it. Nailed
it.
15 and 12.
Yeah, and who was the other one? You asked about Shanahan?
Shanahan.
I mean, my God. This is his entire Niner tenure?
Right. He's got 127 games listed. Over or under 500 would be the easy way to do it.
Under.
He's actually over 500 against the spread.
How much?
Grandy, can I get a buzzer for my partner? It would feel
No, because you didn't give me a ding when I nailed it. Like, no.
I don't control the dings.
Thank you. And then a double ding because
you did nail
I nailed it.
On the number.
Thank you, Grandy. All right, go ahead.
Shanahan, 66, 60, and 1. Against the spread. So for those of you looking at the Monday night game against the Jets, throughout Kyle's career, he's just about 500 against the number. So just a little bit of a gambling moment as the sliders come out, and the celebs are now in the building.
Yeah, they are.
All four of our homies. Shasky's already headphoned and ready for a preamble. Bonte's got a delightful young lady in his arms.
Let's wait. No, let's do this, actually. Let's kind of gather everyone in. It's not 4 o'clock yet, but hey, listeners and everyone on scene, let's take a moment to welcome in a lot of the esteemed guests. First of all, Bonte Hill and Joe Shasky are here, jerseyed up.
Little louder.
Steiny and Goo are here.
Good to see you.
Say hello.
Steiny and Goo.
Much better.
Absolutely. Yeah. No. So there's that. And then there's the thoughts of you, the crowd. So along the lines of what we were talking about just about an hour ago with regard to your reaction to Kyle Shanahan, I want to hear from the crowd assembled if you would have a positive reaction to Kyle Shanahan right now as a head coach. Give a round of applause. All right. Now make some noise if you have a negative reaction to Kyle Shanahan. All right, you. Get over here.
You're the one.
Get over here. Someone give this man a microphone. Get over here. Yeah. Come on over here. Set him up, Tim. I want to talk to this gentleman right here. Yeah. When you get a chance, come on over. No, come on. You got one guy. You got to speak for yourself. Here, yeah, get that headset right there. Get this headset right here.
Okay, this is dramatic.
All right, does it work? Say check 1, 2.
Yeah.
Check 1, 2, 1, 2. Mike. Yeah.
Please introduce yourself. Thank you for coming, first of all.
Yeah.
Okay.
And what's your name?
My name is Brian. I'm a football fan.
Okay, you're not a 49er fan.
I love good football.
Okay. Yeah, okay, all right. And where are you from, Brian?
Hercules.
Yes. I'm sure you've never heard that before. All right. Thank you for coming. We appreciate you being here. Why are you down on Kyle Shanahan?
He's cost the 49ers 3 Super Bowls.
3 Super Bowls. Which one did he cost them that he didn't even go to?
So, first of all, they should have rescinded the offer when he blew the 29-point lead as offensive coordinator in Atlanta.
All right.
If I may quickly, it was 25, but it wasn't really that, because when he was coordinating and they got the ball back, it was actually 28-9. So that's become one of my pet peeves, the narrative of him blowing a 25-point lead. New England scored on the opening possession of the third quarter, so he really only blew, if you want to put it on him, a 19-point lead. Please continue.
We can go into onside kicks if you want to talk about coming out the second half.
Sure.
We're going to do all the different possible scenarios.
Not his call.
But that's okay.
Okay.
They could have just taken a knee, but he drops back seven-step drop back. The quarterback's sacked, fumbled, and now they give up 7 the other way. But we won't get into that.
No,
I say, they should have rescinded it at that time.
Have you ever blamed a loss on a coordinator before? Before that, that's my question. Is there any other game in NFL history that we put on the OC?
There were, but we won't get into it.
Fair enough. Go ahead.
Now,
why else? Yeah.
Who's the greatest quarterback in NFL history?
Who said Brock
Purdy? I'm sorry.
Purdy?
Now, who's the second greatest?
Jeremiah,
Brock Purdy.
You keep piping up. You're fun. All right.
So,
Tom Brady,
in my opinion, is Dan Marino.
Okay.
Okay. Now, no quarterback coming.
So you have a bunch of incorrect opinions.
Okay.
But go ahead.
No quarterback coming out of college is worth 3 number one picks. So when you look at your Dan Marinos, if you want to throw in Tom Brady or Joe Montana, saw some Jim Plunkett jerseys out here.
Yeah.
But if, like I say, no one's worth a 3 point or 3 number one draft picks. So what they did was they gave up 3 number one draft picks for Trey Lance.
Why would you argue that no quarterback is worth 3 number one picks?
Unknown commodity.
Well, but Pat was...
Unknown commodity.
But it might be. Like, would you trade 3 first round picks for Mahomes now?
Mahomes today, yes.
Yeah.
He did not go number one, two, or three when he came out of college.
I hear you, but like the concept that a great quarterback is not worth 3 number one picks, I would disagree with. They obviously completely failed the pick, but you're going for it, right?
Right.
Okay,
I'm
going to
say, Peyton Manning, the legacy, the parents, he's probably the best recruited coming out of college.
Okay.
But like I say, no number one unknown. Plus, Trey Lance didn't have, because of COVID, the full years. So they wasted three number ones on a Trey Lance.
Okay.
Now, if you had Jalen Waddle was Miami's number one pick that they traded. But if you had Micah Parsons as the other number one. With those two players, you mean to tell me the Niners wouldn't have beaten Kansas City in that first Super Bowl with Garoppolo? The last Super Bowl, if they had two great players that they gave up for Trey Lance,
right?
They never
they might have blown the pick.
Right.
It could have been Javon Kinlaw.
They could have blown the pick. Yeah. I'm just saying.
But did they get credit for all the picks that they did do well that have led to this roster? Like, do we?
I'm just saying that's the difference.
But I know, but
those two number
one. Well, we don't know that actually.
No.
We don't even know who
it's
they would have picked if they had kept those. I guess you know, that's always my response. Like, I get you what you're saying, but if you're gonna only focus on the misses, we could probably do this with everybody, right?
Well, it's not that he missed, but he gave up and sold the picks, and he never should have made that big of a gamble. Now he has to pay for it. And that's all I'm saying.
Brian,
yeah.
thank you for grabbing the microphone.
Brian, yes.
Thank you for your courage.
Took a lot of courage against this angry angry mob, yeah. They're all pounding sliders and Sprite.
Y'all are out here with sliders, and you don't even care that Brian's over here ripping Kyle Shanahan.
I mean, he made some good points. I don't know.
The whole thing is, to me, it's always kind of a push-pull, yin-yang type of a conversation. And that's why we were talking earlier about, like, the two kinds of people in the world of Kyle Shanahan assessment. Sure, there's the misses, there's the blown leads, and then there's the, wait a minute, like, they've owned the fifth round, or they've owned the third round. And there's the, supposedly, someone who chokes away playoff games. I saw him rally in the fourth quarter and win two of them last year.
My dear friend, who's going to be here in about an hour, no, not Matt Steinmetz, but Lorenzo Neal, he has a saying, you can't pray for rain and then complain about the mud. And the 49ers were in the mud. And I was running this down earlier, Shasky, I'm glad you're here, about Aaron Rodgers' record against the Niners. And he was 2-0 against Singletary and 1-0 against Jimmy T. And so after Chip Kelly's 2-14, the Niner fans were in the mud. So you're trying to pray for somebody to come in and fix it. This guy came in and fixed it. And is he perfect? No. But I'm in a space where you've had more success here than you had since Harbaugh. And it's even been more prolonged now than Harbaugh. And you're in a better spot than you've been since the Walsh and Seifert transition.
Sure.
So,
for sure.
Yes, he's not perfect. And he's boning up on overtime rules and deep throws and all the rest of it. But I wouldn't throw him out for anything.
I mean, I kind of start to get tired of the whole, yes, he's not perfect thing, because nobody is. You're going to have bad play calls, bad seasons, bad luck, whatever. I don't know, four trips deep in the playoffs in 5 years, and at times not even having a good quarterback. At least that's the assessment now. I don't know. To me, pretty
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Northside's and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.